This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Big Brothers Big Sisters, a community of caring, has grown over its 60-year history. It started in 1958 as Big Brothers of Greater Kalamazoo, became Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Kalamazoo in 1976. It now serves a region that includes Kalamazoo, Calhoun, Van Buren, and Allegan counties. To mark the 60th anniversary, Big Brothers Big Sisters wants to increase the number of children who have mentors in Southwest Michigan. Amy Kukta is CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters, a community of caring. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Why is mentoring a need in Kalamazoo County as well as the other counties that Big Brothers Big Sisters serves?
Well, we know that every successful adult can look back in their life and think about someone who, when they were a child, took a special interest in them, provided additional support, encouragement, and I think really every child needs to have that opportunity. Unfortunately, not all kids have that person in their life.
Now, for some children, that may very well be a parent. So are you looking here specifically at children who either, don't have two parents in the home or perhaps a parent who is not really able to be a mentor?
Well, typically the kids in our program are those who have an identified need for an additional caring role model. So the parents actually are signing them up for the program because they realize their child can use some additional support. So it's not so much a matter of them not having that in the home as opposed to needing some additional support to be successful in life.
Now, you say that you want to help an additional 300 children through mentoring. How did you come up with that number?
Really, we looked at what we've done in the past. This past year, we served an additional 250 kids in Kalamazoo, and in honor of our 60th anniversary and our capacity and the growing need, we wanted to set a stretch goal of 300 new matches.
And how many mentors do you think you're going to need to actually meet that goal?
Right now, I'd say we need about 250 additional mentors. We've had a good start to the year. However, we need to continue that momentum to make sure we can not only reach, but hopefully exceed our goal.
How ambitious do you think this is? I mean, you know, are there a lot of people out there who you think are going to hear this and say right away, yeah, it's a great idea, or is it going to require a little more coaxing than that?
I'd say probably both. I'm hoping that people are excited after hearing this segment today, but it's definitely a stretch goal for us. I'm confident that we can reach it, but it's going to take some intentional work.
What can a mentor mean to a child? What does it mean to them to have, you know, whomever that is in their life, above and beyond what they have in the home?
You know, I think a mentor is someone who sees the potential in a child and is really able to take a supportive role. You know, as a parent, I tend to focus on certain things with my daughter, probably have a bias and certain goals for her, whereas a mentor is there to see the child's goals and help them achieve it. So I'd say it's an impartial person who sees the potential and helps a child see it and helps them reach that goal.
And maybe doesn't have to do some of the things that a parent has to do, day-to-day sort of thing. I mean, is it a little different role in that way?
Yes, I would say it's very different. I mean, really, a mentor should not be a disciplinarian. They really should just be a role model and encourager, someone there to really help the child have new experiences and opportunities to expand their view of what's possible.
Are mentors always the same gender as the child?
Typically, yes. We do have some women who are matched with boys. However, we're always looking for more male mentors. You know, nationally, there's never enough. And so when we do have a male that comes forward, we do want to match them with a young man so they can have that opportunity.
And is it the case that you have more male children out there who you're trying to find mentors for?
Yes, there's always more males or young boys who need mentors for than we actually have mentors available. Women are more likely to step up and volunteer, and that's not only just locally, that's nationally.
What does someone have to do to be a mentor?
Really, you know, I think in some ways it's much less complicated than people think. Really, what we ask for is a minimum of a year. We know that matches less than a year can actually set kids back in terms of trust and some consistency. So I would say minimum of a year and twice a month, maybe 2 hours, really makes a tremendous impact.
Is there any sort of training required or education?
Yeah, I mean, really, I think what sets us apart from other volunteer opportunities is that it's not only a very thorough onboarding process, but our professional staff are also assigned to each match to make sure that it's successful. So as long as a volunteer and child are matched in our program, they have one of our professionally trained staff who is there to encourage them, to help provide support and guidance. So a volunteer isn't just there on their own. They actually have the agency behind them and walking alongside to make sure that the match is successful.
Do they, you know, have any sort of teaching or training beforehand, though, to make sure that, you know, they kind of understand what they're supposed to be doing?
Sure, we do. So if people are interested in volunteering, the first thing they do is come to a volunteer orientation, which takes about an hour and a half, because we want to make sure that the volunteers, before starting the process, really are aware of what the expectations are, what our role is, and what we'll be asking of them.
I'm assuming that someone that would do this would have to go through background checks and those sort of things.
Sure. We're focused on child safety and also what we call intentional matching. So people coming through the program would go through an interview with one of our staff. We also do reference checks and background checks. And really, the process is trying to make sure that we make the best match possible. So we want to know as much as we can about the volunteer and their interests and what they have to offer so we can make the best match with the child who's on our waiting list.
Now, you do have a program which has tried to seek mentors for LGBT youth. And those mentors themselves are LGBT or part of the LGBT community, correct?
Yeah, I'm really excited. This is actually a new program model that we're piloting. And my hope is that we're meeting a need in the community that's not currently being met. So I'm really inspired and excited that we're going this direction.
Do you think there are other sort of things out there, maybe experiences people have where, you know, the adult should probably have some of that in their own background if they're going to really mentor that child well?
You know, I think part of, as I mentioned, part of our interview process really gets at that. I think as adults, we all come forward with our own experiences. As an example, I lost my father when I was fairly young, so I would do well with a child who probably had gone through that experience. So what we do is really work with the volunteer to see what's shaped them to become the adult they are and match that with an identified need for a child who could really connect also on that level.
So if someone is interested in being a mentor, what should they be doing right now?
I would say the best thing is to call our office and come to a volunteer orientation. There's no expectation after the orientation that someone absolutely has to continue in the process. We really like it to be an initial introduction to make sure whether or not it's a good fit or good timing for the person.
Yeah, the person who comes may conclude after hearing all that's involved that, you know, it's not for them. Maybe it's not for them right now.
I think that's exactly it. And I'd rather know up front that it's not for someone. Like I tell people all the time also is we've been here 60 years and we're not going anywhere. So if now in your lifetime isn't the opportunity, down the road it may be.
So 60 years is kind of a big milestone. And Big Brothers Big Sisters Community of Caring is marking that with this mentorship program. Are there other things you're planning to do to mark 60 years?
Sure. We're really trying to infuse it in all of our messaging, everything that we're working on this year. We'd have an annual back-to-school bash, and I'm hoping that we're going to turn that into somewhat of a birthday celebration because 60 years, as you mentioned, is a big accomplishment. So finding a way to let the community join us and celebrate the fact that we've come this far.
When you look at where things have gone over 60 years, I mean, what are your thoughts about how the organization has changed? Obviously, you weren't there at the beginning. But, you know, what are some of your thoughts about how Big Brothers Big Sisters has grown in Southwest Michigan and some of the things it's doing now that maybe it wasn't doing, you know, even 20 or 25 years ago?
I think we've gotten much more creative with our mentoring models, which has allowed us to remove barriers for people who would like to volunteer. Before, it was a very concrete 8 hours every week in the community. Years ago, that was the model. But really, we've expanded what our expectations are for the mentors because we know that the consistency is the key piece. We've also added programming in schools. We've added programming in businesses. And the thing that I'm finding is really resonating right now is what we call big couples and big families. So before, I think the expectation was that it was always a one-on-one. But what we're saying now is do what you're going to do with your family, your spouse. Just bring a child with you. So, for example, my daughter and I have a little sister that we've mentored together for 5 years now, and it works really well because I'm not taking time away from my family, and actually my daughter gets the opportunity to be a volunteer as well. So I think the big thing really is the creativity in terms of programming, however, remaining true to the fidelity of our model, which is one child. So it is always one child who's matched. It's just the location or the structure that they're matched in.
And do you think in a way maybe you are planting the seeds with children like your daughter that they may be mentors down the road because they are experiencing it when they're young and perhaps they see some of the benefits at an age when a lot of other kids may not really understand what's going on with mentors and the children they're helping?
Definitely. I mean, that's my hope. We're really preparing the next generation. In fact, some of the adults we have mentors right now, or even on our board of directors, were mentors when they were in high school, too. So I think we are preparing that next generation to see the responsibility and the opportunity and to step up.
So looking ahead beyond 60 years, what are some of the areas where Big Brothers Big Sisters is looking now? You mentioned being a little more creative. Are there things that you're looking for out there, different needs that you think people may be needed to fill?
You know, I think one of my priorities long term is making sure our kids are prepared for post-secondary success, whatever that looks like. In the past, it was everybody has to go to college. And I think we're realizing now with the workforce that there's a lot of skilled trades out there that pay fairly well. And we need kids becoming adults who are prepared to do that. So I really like to see us be a little more intentional about making sure kids are prepared to, you know, have a successful career once they graduate high school. So a little more intentionality about career choices, looking at schools, workplace ethic, behaviors that are needed.
And does it help if you can get a diverse range of mentors in terms of the fields they work in, that you can get some people who do work in skilled trades? They're not all people who necessarily got a four-year degree.
That's exactly it, I think. I think that every adult brings unique experiences and strengths, and I don't think it's based at all on what their background is or their career or their educational experience. I think it has to do with their commitment to helping kids in the community. So really, there are no parameters. I'm not saying, well, we need all college professors or we need all lawyers. We just need caring adults.
You serve, you know, four counties in Southwest Michigan, but of course, you know, in the city of Kalamazoo, there is the Kalamazoo Promise. Is that an added sort of incentive to kind of prepare people for post-secondary, including, you know, community college, which if you go to the Kalamazoo Public Schools, that's covered by the Kalamazoo Promise?
Yeah, I think it definitely is. We do quite a bit of programming with kids who attend Kalamazoo Public Schools, serving also more middle school and high school students through our workplace mentoring. And my hope with that is that they are more prepared to take advantage of the promise when they do graduate. So that's definitely something that's on our radar.
So the goal for attracting more mentors, is this going to be, at least starting off, a year-long campaign to mark your 60th anniversary?
Yes, it really is. I mean, the need's always going to be there. However, we're really launching into a campaign now because we want to make sure that it's not the end of the year and we're still scrambling. It would be great to actually have an abundance right now and then figure out, great, we have 250 new and then 200 on top of that. How do we go ahead and meet that need?
How many mentors are there right now?
Right now, we actually, in our four-county area, have about 700 open active matches. So that means as of today, there's 700 mentors mentoring kids in our four-county area.
Do you have any sort of rate of turnover? I mean, do people, after a while, maybe they move, maybe they reach a point in life where they say, you know, I've got other things that are priorities, and so you have to replace mentors as you go?
We do. I mean, our goal, you know, we ask for a year. Our goal obviously is much longer, and typically the matches do last longer. Typically reasons that they might end are either the child graduates or the volunteer moves. But right now we look at our average match length, how long matches are lasting, and it's about 3.5 years for our programs in our community, which is fantastic.
Amy Kukta, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Amy Kukta is CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters, a community of caring. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.